As I bring you this Bible broadcast this morning on this beautiful springtime morning, I'd like to talk to you about the new nature, the new creature, or being born again of the Spirit of God. I think the Easter season, of all the seasons, ought to be a time that we examine ourselves before the Word of God and be sure we're going to be partakers of the resurrection. So we need to examine our own lives. And I want to invite each one of you to do that this morning. What kind of nature do you have? Look at all the changes taking place in the earth. The earth is completely changing its face from death to life. All the nature, you look out a beautiful morning like this, is a great miracle. As you see the little bugs pushing up the beautiful flowers, and look at all the fruit trees coming in to beginning to bloom, and all the beautiful flowers pushing up through the soil of the earth. It's a time when we ought to examine ourselves concerning the resurrection and ask your own self, have you really been born again? Have you ever had a new nature implanted in your bosom? Has the Spirit of God ever made a new creature out of you? I'd like to read you some in the Scripture this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell from whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that's born of the Spirit. You better examine yourself if you ever been born of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God made a new creature out of you. Here's what the Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen to this, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. The world was already condemned on the sins of Adam. It was already condemned, but that the world through him might be saved, he came to seek and to save that which was lost, and to make new creatures out of sinful men. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. If you hadn't been born again by the Spirit of God, a new creature made out of you, you're already condemned before the judgment bar of God because you failed to believe and to repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is a condemnation. Listen to this. that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. There's only two classes of people out in the world, the ones that love darkness according to the word of God that I just read to you, and the ones that love the light. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifested, that they were wrought in God. So the most important question in all the world to you and to me is, have we been changed or born again, made a new creature in Christ Jesus? You might have religion and all kind of religious activities, but the Bible plainly teaches, unless you are born again and the Holy Spirit came and convicted you of sin and righteousness and the judgment, and in your repentance plants a new nature in you, you are not in the family of God. As I've worked with people all my life in the cotton mills and other places, on their farms, I fear that more than half the people that are going to churches never experienced a new birth or been born again because of the way they live. I know I've worked at two different places. We come in on Monday morning, they'll discuss religion for a while. How many you had in church? And the rest of the week, they'd be telling dirty jokes, cursing the Lord's name in vain, with no evidence they'd ever been born of the Spirit of God. They didn't want to even talk about the Lord and the things concerning eternity. Did you know there are just two classes of people in this world? As you meet them up and down the streets as you work with them, there's one group of people that belongs to the family of Adam. There's another group that belongs to the family of God. So you better examine yourself. Are you a descendant of Adam? Is that all that you've ever experienced in life? They love the things of darkness and evil. The natural man cannot please God. He's at enmity against the laws of God. If you're just a descendant of Adam, a natural man, a fleshly man, the Bible plainly says that you're under the curse of death. And the scripture that I just read to you says that you're already condemned, because in Adam all die. They love darkness, the things of the world, this present world. They've only been born of the flesh. But I'd like to talk to you about the other picture, so you better examine yourself. There's just two roads. One's a narrow road and one's a broad road. Is a family of God, the ones that love that which is good. They love the light. They love to come to the light. They are a spiritual man, not just a fleshly man. Christ's nature's been implanted down in their bosom. They've been born of the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God indwells the children of the family of God. And I'm so glad it says in Christ Jesus all are made alive by that quickening Spirit. All made alive in the Lord Jesus Christ, all the descendants of Adam under the curse of death, because they've been born by the Spirit of God and been made alive The Spirit of God indwells the children of the family of God. I feel we are just trying to get people to make a profession of religion now. Make a profession of faith. Join the church. We don't even ask about the new nature or the new birth, whether they've been born of the Spirit of God. If we join people in religion without them being born of the Spirit of God, and without a new nature being planted in them, no doubt Satan will deceive them all the rest of their life, and they'll miss it all. I know when I was a young boy, about 11 years old, they said, "You're big enough to join the church, join religion." I joined religion. They never told me one thing about the Lord or anything about eternity, anything about the new birth. They just put my name on the church book, and I belong to religion. But I thank the Lord this morning that the Spirit of God awakened me when I was some 16 years old, and I found out that little profession of joining religion wasn't worth anything to me, because the Spirit had convicted me of sin, righteousness, and the judgment. And I'm glad that I come to know the Lord and had a new nature implanted in me and was born of the Spirit of God. I've talked to so many people along the way of life. I even talked to one preacher who'd been plumb out the top in Southern Baptist education. He came to our church, and we gave him a little welcome party. And I asked him one question. I said, "How did you get in the kingdom of God? Have you been born in the kingdom of God?" He couldn't answer me. He confessed out of the pulpit later. It worried him because he didn't have no assurance of being born by the Spirit of God. And once you get wrapped up or whitewashed in religion, there's very few people who'll ever humble themselves to come back to God and take a place of repentance and come to know the Lord. They'll go on playing the hypocrite in religion. I've talked to people over and over that admitted this. I talked to the superintendent of a Sunday school one time, and he occasionally take a drink of liquor. He asked me, he said, "You don't think it's wrong to drink, do you?" I asked him, I said, "Have you been born of the Spirit of God, or are you just in religion for the social part of it?" He said, "I've never been born again. I'm just in religion for the social part of it, to be with other people." That evening before I quit, he came and told me how disturbed he was that he knew he'd never been born of the Spirit of God. I told him, I said, "You could be born of the Spirit of God, but the society you run in, you wouldn't humble yourself. When a sinner comes to the light and all his sins are manifested and he experiences a new nature and the new birth, then he has hope in the resurrection. He has hope beyond the grave. Only then can he begin to hope of a new body and the resurrection from the grave. A new body without any aches and pains, a glorified body that will be admitted to the great marriage supper of the Lamb. When we're born again, we'll be joined to the church of the family of God. And when we're resurrected, we'll be going yonder to the heavenly family of God to join in with them throughout all eternal ages. Let me beg you to see this morning, as I bring you this broadcast, don't let Satan deceive you into false hopes without being born of the Spirit of God and having a new nature and a new birth. Because if you miss the new being born of the Spirit of God and miss that new nature being implanted in you, And being born again and receiving, to be born again is receive a person. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's receiving Him. It's not in the Baptist religion, the Methodist, or any other religion, but it's a personal union between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, I will come into him." It's a personal union, the Lord Jesus Christ's Spirit coming in to you and making a new creature out of you. And he said, "I'll sup with him and he will sup with me." He'll give us his Holy Spirit to indwell us and guide us in this pilgrim journey as we journey on down towards the great eternity. I want to warn you, if you miss the union with the Lord Jesus Christ in the new birth, and you miss being made into a new creature and miss the new birth, you'll miss all hope in the first resurrection. You can't enjoy Easter. There's no hope for you beyond the grave. You will have to be without any hope of a new body yonder at the resurrection. It'll be awful to miss the new birth, because if you miss that, you'll miss it all. You'll be without any hope throughout all the eternal ages if you miss the new birth. Because finally the Lord's going to give a great marriage supper of the Lamb yonder in the sky. When his family here on earth is going to be reunited with his family up yonder in heaven throughout all the eternal ages. And if you miss the Holy Spirit making a new creature out of you, and miss being born into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be classed with these foolish virgins throughout all the eternal ages. You'll be without God and without hope, because when you come to the marriage supper, the Spirit of God will have to be abiding in you, or you'll be banished throughout all the eternal ages. So let me beg you, as I bring this to a close, examine yourself and don't rest till you have the assurance that you've been born of the Spirit of God. Then you can have hope in this life and hope in the resurrection and enjoy the family of God through the eternal ages.